Tammy King first came to Mayport with her Navy family and then married a commercial fisherman. She's worked her whole life.
I was office worker, accountant, the typical 9-to-5, and sit in the office and hit a calculator and count money and then go home.
But her passion is animals.
At a very early age, I was very drawn to animals, especially the underdog animals, the ones that were picked on, the ones that had problems. It just continued through my whole life.
That focus on animals that need help has stayed with her.
I was always rescuing something. I had one cat that I rescued. Her name was Oreo, and I pulled her out of a truck engine in the middle of Merrill Road. This cat absolutely hated me. I thought, she's just unstable because of what happened. She burned her chin, burned her paws, so I figured it mentally scarred her. And it wasn't until a couple of years later I figured out, that's a feral cat.
Feral animals, especially cats, are a major problem in most cities.
I didn't realize until I got to Mayport what a feral cat was. When I moved to Mayport Village, I became more and more exposed to feral cats, and that's where my heart was drawn. A lot of people have this picture in their mind that I'll just take my cat to Mayport, it'll live off the fish and the shrimp and have this wonderful life laying on the deck. And that's not the case, because the health inspector's not going to allow that. They get shooed away, there's a lot of traffic, they get run over. Because you've got a lot of fish and things coming across the docks, you're getting water stuff. It's a very busy place.
So Tammy King decided to do something about the problem. She founded a nonprofit called Mayport Cats.
I started it in 2007. There was more cats than people out there. And I was like, somebody needs to do something about this. I'm healthy. I've got two legs and two arms. I'm somebody. Let me do something. I emailed Rick Ducharme from First Coast No More Homeless Pets. He had a program going on to free spay and neuter for feral cats. So the odyssey began.
At night, Tammy and other volunteers trap feral cats. During the day, she takes them to vets who will neuter them and treat diseases. It's a much harder job than being an office worker.
It starts anywhere from 5 a.m. and can continue on to after midnight, depending on the trapping you've got. I hope to get the community stabilized. Right now, it's kind of like you're sticking your finger in a dam. I don't make a paycheck off of this. I left a very good paying job. So I'm really surprised that I'm not homeless and on the street right now.
And the reason she's not, Tammy King says, is her husband.
He's a great man. He puts up with a lot. At first he was like, no, we're not going to do this. And now he just goes, okay, another one.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.